Merry Christmas from the Order of Preachers around the world. This is the Word, bringing you the good news every day. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, Does It Really Make Sense?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This is the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. This is the word of the Lord. There were shepherds in the field, keeping the night watch over their flock. An angel appeared to them and told them not to be afraid, because he was bringing them good news. A Savior has been born for you. He is Christ and Lord. Everybody in the country was expecting a Savior. A crowd of angels then joined in singing, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. The angel told them how to recognize the Savior just born. He told them that they would find a baby lying in a manger. That was the sign. It did not really make sense. A baby in a manger. They wanted a strong, powerful leader to free them from the all-powerful Romans. They wanted freedom for their country, not a baby. For God, it made sense. He wanted his only begotten son clothed in human nature. It was what he promised. When he created the human beings, he made them in his image and likeness. Humans did not take this very seriously. They wanted to be like gods made according to their own imagination. He wanted people to understand what Jesus would say later. He who sees me sees the Father. And whatever you do to one of these little ones, you do it to me. He wanted people to be aware of the great dignity that is to be human, an image of God. So he wanted his son to be born of a woman, like any other human being, and to grow in age, knowledge, and grace, like any other human being. Indeed, he was truly human, while being also truly God. He did not consider it absurd to waste 30 years of his life on earth being just the son of Mary and Joseph, who taught Jesus to be a carpenter. In the silence of his workshop and in the loving ambience of his family, Jesus was teaching humans how to live like humans. It was a time wasted, no? So much so that later, during his public ministry, people would ask, where did he get all this wisdom and power? And people enjoyed listening to him, and they followed him, yearning to be blessed by his power. He got his knowledge and his human experience from his human parents. He got his wisdom and power from his heavenly Father, with whom he was constantly in touch through prayer. These we can receive if we become disciples and humbly request them from on high. Once he told his disciples that they would work wonders greater than those they were witnessing. With his 30 years of private life, he wanted people to accept the fact that it is great to be simply human, so that later, with the help of the Holy Spirit, they could really believe that he was truly God, truly Christ and Lord, the Savior, as the angel announced to the shepherds on the night Jesus was born. On Christmas, then, we do not celebrate the birthday of Jesus, the Christ, no. Otherwise, we can do with a birthday party, forgetting the baby born on Christmas Day. This is what happens generally around us now. And we Christians have to insist on calling people to bring Christ back into Christmas. On Christmas, we celebrate a huge mystery, a Savior who was born like a seed in the dark night of life, who grew and preached and taught us how to value human life and one another, and who was killed on a cross amid much suffering and injustice. As somebody once said, on the manger in Bethlehem, there was already the shadow of the cross in Golgotha. He was born because truly human. He died because truly human. He resurrected because he is truly God. It is important for us humans not only to put Christ back into Christmas, but especially to put Christ back into our daily lives, so as to be truly Christians in words and deeds. Then the joy of Christmas will not be just for one day or for a short period of time, but it will be a joy which nobody can ever take away from us.